Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 3rd of August 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours. And I'm sorry we're a bit late, but that's thanks to Virgin Media. I've got no internet. We're on MiFi dongle, I'm afraid. So, talking of cables, Vince Cable is going to stand up later today, apparently, at the British Library and say that the government-backed plans for website blocking are unworkable. And he's also going to say that format shifting, in inverted commas, that's copying CDs and DVDs and Blu-rays and that kind of stuff to other media like computers or media players, should be just fine, in line with the Hargreaves report. Huzzah, well done, Vince. We think you're gorgeous and super brilliant. If you can actually push it through, that's fine. I, for one, though, am not holding my breath. And of course, on the back of that, the British Video Association has unsurprisingly said that it's not pleased with the changes and it calls them extremely damaging. No, the extremely damaging bit is what's going on right now. This is better. This will stop people doing it. You arses. Facebook has had a pregnancy status update page. Oh, yes. I've obviously not moved this one back down in the running order by mistake, so it shouldn't be here ahead of everything else that's serious. But the expected child update can be added via profile for family and friends, and I've updated mine at the moment, and at the moment I'm still in first stage gestation. Yes, absolutely. Apple has announced iCloud pricing. It's got its beta available for devs to use and test, so you can all get on with that. I'm going to have a play today with iOS 5. You get 5 gig of data free of charge, providing you're an iOS or Mac OS 10 user, and then they're going to give you 10 gig of additional space for £14 a year, 20 gigabytes of extra space for £28 a year, and 50 gigabytes of space on top of that for £70 a year. My understanding is that those are currency conversions from the US rates. They may be different in Britain when they finally get here, but it's a ballpark, eh? And Apple also updated their Apple TV. It means that TV shows can be purchased direct from the iTunes store, but that didn't show up here on the UK one that I did anyway. And Vimeo's been added. Where the bloody hell's iPlayer? Come on, get iPlayer out there. Skype may have a bit of a problem as well, because Google Mail now also supports 38 languages and currencies and dialing. So if you want to make a voice or video phone call, you can now just use Gmail. Be aware of the fact that the video quality is not quite so good, but you can use it, and it's competition, and we like competition. Talking of competition, Kingston have released their HyperX SSD. It's now shipping, and it looks very, very nice. It's got fantastic speeds. They're saying it's got a read-write speed of 555 megabytes per second, which is really, really good. The downside is that 120 gig of storage is still going to cost you $270, and 240 gigabytes of storage is going to cost you $520. Whilst the price is reducing, it has to be said that's still a little bit on the pricey side. Now, if you're a rugby lover, and I am, don't forget England are playing Wales this weekend, and you can watch it all on Sky Sports. I'll be there watching, and I'll also be watching the Three Nations tournament on Saturday morning in bed with some toast. But yesterday, a game demo was released for Rugby World Cup 2011. It looks really promising. If I had internet, I'd be downloading it, but I can't. Thank you, Virgin Media. I'll have to have a play later. You can also get it today on European PlayStation Network as well. Have a download and have a play, because I've heard from rugby players that have played it that it's fairly fantastic. And finally, Screen Shoes has come up with the ultimate female apparel. Yes, you can get Angry Birds bras. Your right-hand cup will be the bird, and your left-hand cup will be the pig. And if you've got a friend, then you can throw the bird into the pig. I'm probably going to regret saying that. Never mind, eh? If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Friday with a roundup of the news as normal. And then also on Thursday night, we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show, don't forget. That's at 9:30 p.m. And then on Friday, we've got the Mac Show. Full house is expected. All of the usual presenters will be there. And then finally, the Photo Show at 3 o'clock with the usual suspects there too. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.